On the Ruby and Dave Show, it's Beauty and the Beast. Here's your beast, Dave Greensmith.
Yes, I am the beast. I'm the beast in the night. I am the little thing that little girls go over. Bruh. Yes, it is Beauty and the Beast, and it gives me great pleasure this morning to welcome my panel of beauties. Let's go from... No, we can't go from anything. I was going to go from oldest to youngest, and then that's not going to happen.
I don't think that's a good move.
But it's a very good morning to Ruby Slippers.
Good morning, sir.
Ruby, welcome to Beauty and the Beast. And alongside you this morning, our illustrious newsreader and rambly RAF-based reporter, Tanya Scherf.
Rambly.
Yeah, she's a bit rambly.
I was doing a bit of rambling yesterday.
Say good morning into the microphone, Tanya.
Good morning.
Thank you very much. Alison Fyfe, lovely to have you back in the studio one more time.
Thank you, my Dave.
It's wonderful indeed. And this morning we are joined by our fourth beauty, ladies and gentlemen. A round of applause for the lovely Nicole Doolan from Body Techniques. She's a beauty therapist and a remedial massage therapist person thingy.
She's the best in the West.
And I believe you jumped out of planes recently too, Nicole.
I certainly have.
You had your parachute on, didn't
you? Oh, absolutely.
Fantastic.
Wow.
All right, ladies, let's get into our dilemma this morning at 23 after 7. Dear Ruby and Dave and Beauty and the Beast panel, help! Exclamation mark. It's nearly Christmas Day. I'm getting anxious already. This time of year causes fights between my wife and I hate it. Here's the story. My wife always expects to go to her family's for Christmas lunch at her mother's because her family turn up in dribs and drabs throughout the day, and they have to stay there to put put there till late that night, which is not good. And we never get to spend much time at my family's side, and it seems her family is more important. Last year, we even missed my mother's Christmas dinner because the wife stalled us with the goodbyes and what have you. I've suggested in the past to split up the two family functions and even have my family dinner on Christmas Eve. However, the wife insists that we spend Christmas Eve at home with our children only. It's just too hard. Quite frankly, I don't really look forward to Christmas anymore. Any suggestions, guys? Please help. I think we cast it straight over to our guest this morning, the lovely Nicole Doolan. Nicole, what's your advice for, Mr. Scrooge here?
Well, personally,
yep.
I believe that if they have Christmas morning together with their children, fine, that's fantastic. But then what they need to do is just split. She can go to her family for the rest of the day and he can go with to his and enjoy.
And if they've got two kids, you can split them up too, because let's face it, you need to split the kids up on Christmas, don't you? So, Nicole, that's a good suggestion. So, you know, if it's modern, it's new age, you don't have to spend the whole day joined at the hip.
Yep.
And I suppose it's a good solution to, you know, to split it up.
And well, some people work, so they're not there on Christmas Day anyway. So
yeah,
what's the difference if they just separate and go to their own families?
So my Lation's family were all working on Christmas Day too, so that alleviates a bit of a trip onto the other side of town, which is great. Alison Fyfe, the lovely Alison Fyfe. What's your suggestion here? I know that you might be doing this this year, having to decide which place you're going to be spending Christmas at. What's the best suggestion we can give to this young man?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I've in the past I've done alternate Christmases, but I find that's sometimes a bit sad when you don't spend Christmas Day at all with any family. I'm one of those people, I love to try and squeeze 10 things into one day, but it's not really possible, and quite frankly, it's exhausting too, isn't it? So what I do at the moment is we have Christmas Day with my auntie's side of the family, my mum's side of the family. We actually have it a week before now because we used to do that whole day thing, and we really were just... too tired at the end of it and don't enjoy it. So, and too much food too. Everyone stuffs you silly. So we do a week before the Sunday before this year. And then just enjoy one spot on with my dad's side of the family this Christmas Day. That's what we're going to do. So I think it's going to be more enjoyable. Can relax both times, because let's face it, all Christmases, they always go long. You can't do a two-hour scheduled lunch. It doesn't really fit on Christmas with all the drinks and all that stuff.
I reckon, actually,
split it over a week or so and stretch out the Christmas celebrations. That's my advice.
Let's have the Christmas month.
Yes, absolutely.
There should be enough room for all the relatives there.
And then maybe the next year with this guy and his wife, maybe